sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Dublin City Council is considering a tourist tax of up to €5 per night per visitor. Janet Horner, Green Party councillor for Dublin North Inner City, spoke to News Talk Breakfast earlier. Have a little listen to what she had to say.
Well, we've been pushing for a hotel bed tax and a tourist tax for Dublin for quite a long time. Dublin is the port of entry for almost every tourist for Dublin, and a huge amount of additional resources go into trying to keep the city clean, safe, looking well. And this is more than anything the issue that keeps coming up when tourists have anything critical to say about Dublin, which is that it doesn't always feel safe, it doesn't always feel as clean as it should be. That's the role of the City Council. And if we want that to be the best it can be, we need to be investing in the City Council. And that shouldn't just be coming from Dubliners itself. It should also be coming from the people who are coming to enjoy, spend their money and be part of the city.
And I'm joined now by Eoin Corrie, editor of TravelExtra.ie, and Paris-based journalist Elaine Cobb for more on this. Eoin, your view, what do you think? Are you in favour or are you for or against basically a tourist tax in Dublin?
I think I'm against it for a couple of reasons, but, you know, just watching what's happening, you know, cities come up with this, politicians love it, hoteliers and tourists hate it. If they can get away with it, politicians will generally put one in. They can get away with it if the city's reputation and their visiting power is way beyond things like price and it's not regarded as in competition. Amsterdam would be an example. Barcelona would be an example. But I've also been, I was at the event in 2023 when Valencia removed their tourist tax because of the damage it was doing to the city. It's a two-edged sword. Different markets behave in different ways. Americans are less resistant to it because tourist tax and the extra taxes that you get, even sales tax, when you go to America, the price is not the price and the waitress is looking for a 22% tip. So all of that goes, you know, Americans won't resist it. But I do think our other three key markets, France, Germany and Britain, we could have a problem with.
Okay, so are you saying it depends on the pulling power of the city that Barcelona can get away with it but Valencia can't? And are you saying that we are more Valencia than Barcelona?
I think we're more Valencia than Barcelona, but we've an issue here that once it comes in, it starts creeping up. And, you know, Brunei came in with a small euro tax of $5, and now it's $160 per night. So what politicians do when they smell the money, not for themselves, obviously, for the city coffers, is they get hold of it and push it and push it. And it does damage the tourist trade, but also the business trade in the city. It also puts a lot of pressure on the hoteliers. The hoteliers tend to absorb the tax for the first year or two anyway. And you've got to remember, hoteliers are also paying a very, very high rate. Some hotels are paying a million euro a year in rates to their local council on things like water rates if they're running a spa. So it is really just, it's leaning on hoteliers once more.
Elaine, let me bring you in. You're in Paris. Paris has a tourist tax. How much would somebody pay currently per night if they wanted to stay in Paris by way of tax?
Where exactly they're staying, because if you're staying in a campsite on the edge of the city, you're paying a euro a night, unless it's a nicer one, in which case it's €2. But if you are going all the way up to a palace hotel, like the Meurice, the Crillon, you're going to pay €16 a night in tourist tax. So it very much depends on the establishment.
So it's not like some cities have flat rates. So Paris has a structured one that is a bit different. And do tourists push back against it? Is there any backlash? Do hoteliers or those involved in tourism resent this tax?
The hoteliers definitely do, and tourism bosses feel that it's not a good idea and that it makes life more complicated. I think when it first came in, there was much more of a pushback, particularly when the hoteliers and campsite owners and everybody realized, we've got to actually sort this out. We've got to make it happen and get the money from them and then pay it on to the local authority. And that became kind of complicated. So they're not so keen. But, you know, Paris residents were less objected far less to it when in the run up to the Olympics, we saw our homeowners tax jump 74% in order to pay for all the new infrastructure and transport for the Olympics and therefore for a huge visitor population. That tax, of course, never went back down again.
Oh, OK. So lots of issues in tax. So you're saying fundamentally one of the issues isn't so much that people are put off by €1 a night extra in the campsite. It's that the campsite administration are going, hang on, there's six of you. It's three nights. I need €18 now. And now I have to somehow get that to the municipal authorities. And this is a headache. That's the main complaint.
That's the biggest one you hear from people, because it reminds them that they have to pay it. If you've got like a hotel chain where they're used to doing it, they'll just say, our price per night is, and it includes the tax, don't bother your little head about it. But if you're somewhere smaller and they're saying, I know it said it was €50 a night on the website, but then you have to pay us the tourist tax and it's per night and per person. And they're standing there going, oh no, that kind of throws the budget out slightly. So it's something that, you know, the tourists, most tourists, particularly in a city like Paris, they'll cope with it. But if they're reminded that they're paying it, that's much less fun.
Okay. And let me bring you back in. I was in Venice a couple of years ago, and at the time there was a €4 per night per person tourist tax, and I think it was three of us there for three nights or something. It was about 30 something euros. We didn't bat an eyelid about it. It certainly wouldn't put us off. I know you're saying that kind of probably depends on the allure of the city, and Venice would certainly have that. But what about the argument that councillors would make here that the money from the tax could be used, I suppose, to tart Dublin up, to make it look pretty, to put in, you know, flower pots or window boxes or I'm not quite sure what, seating or whatever, you know, kind of facilities maybe that tourists would like. Does that argument hold weight for you?
Yeah, that's the argument people make all the time. It never is, by the way. They always say it'll be designed specifically for tourist things like tarting the city up. There's a couple of things here, though. The tourists who come spend at a much, much higher rate than a local will. They're in a restaurant every night. Their taxes that are coming from a tourist paid through their general spend. And we're in a country with a pretty high level of tax of VAT for most things. So they are contributing. If you took the tourists out of Ireland, the amount of tax take would fall by a greater substance by the number of tourists. The problem with the council is that money goes back to central. They wanted locally, and they do have a mechanism, and it's their local taxes. The hotels are already paying very, very high levels of tax. The 9% reduction last year, famously in food for restaurants, doesn't apply to beds. So they are taxing the hotels. There's no reason for them to not, if they want the extra 10 million or whatever, 18 million I think is a figure floating around, put it on the hotels and avoid the bureaucracy that Laura was just talking about. There's another important point here. You can't do it under the current legislation. It will require the Dáil to change the legislation. And what has triggered a lot of the debate is Scotland did that a couple of years ago. Now Edinburgh is going to introduce it in July. Glasgow and Aberdeen are coming next year, but two other areas decided against it. They just said it's going to be anti-competitive. We bring that in.
Look, thank you both very much for joining us on that. That was Eoin Corrie, their editor of TravelExtra.ie, and Paris-based journalist Elaine Cobb.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.